Gracious and Heavenly Father, lead us. Lead us through this journey of life that you give to each of us. That when we come before your presence, we can share our story, lived under your grace, marveling at how you have loved us with an everlasting love. And so today we focus on our story, who we are as your children. In your name we pray. Amen. Some of you, I know, love to read biographies. It really comes from two Greek words, meaning life and writing, a writing of one's life. A part of that biography is, yes, history, and part of it is novel. Usually, biographies are written about people who have had pivotal moments or a series of events in their lives that are noteworthy. For instance, there are volumes of writings on Martin Luther, who was one of the top 100 key figures of the last 500 years. Have you ever thought about writing your own life story? I have a friend who journals every day, mostly in the evening. It is the last thing that he does before going to bed. He has done that his entire life. Can you imagine the volumes of journals that he has? But also look at the way in which somebody, a biography, could write his life story. If you want to write your biography, what themes would you highlight in your life? And are there some chapters you'd just as soon leave out? The gospel this morning is an interesting gospel. It is normally the gospel that we share on Thanksgiving or around Thanksgiving. And maybe we're doing that in this pericope because this is Thanksgiving weekend in Canada, although I don't think that's a part of it. But the gospel is about this one leper who returns. And I'd like to take a little different approach to this reading this morning than we normally do. Because we don't know what happens with the other nine. What we do know is this one who returns to praise God. And where is Jesus' focus? It is on this one who has returned to praise. Think about it. When you read, do you have your favorite authors that you like to read and you look for their writings and their books? There are even book clubs that some of you even may belong to where you spend your time reading and discussing certain authors or genres of writings. Harry Potter took the world by storm, and there are a number of others like that. People love to read bestsellers. Would you put the Samaritan who returns to praise God in that list of bestsellers? You see, some of us are attracted to movies. I have a brother-in-law who I don't know that there's a movie that isn't out there that he hasn't watched. He loves to watch movies, and he can tell you all about them. Some of you like to do podcasts. That's the new thing. And so the question comes back to, what is your story? We all have them. When I was doing my family life ministry program, one of the things we talked about is our life story, our journey through this world, and about how our journey oftentimes connects with others' journeys and how those have significance and what they play on in our lives. Most of us, when a person dies, loves to read their obituaries. Those are just a short glimpse into the life of an individual. I have an acquaintance whose father passed away last Sunday. And as I read his obituary, I never knew that his father had been a 3-time champion on Jeopardy. But see, you learn those little things by reading about one's life. In fact, in our Lutheran agenda, there is a place in there where we have examples of how to write a Christian obituary. There are several examples shared so that a person can talk about that individual and his faith walk with God. Sometimes for a family, the hardest thing is to write an obituary of their loved one. Think about the Old Testament reading. What a story that is. And there's much more to that story than what we read here. It's a story. I doubt that Ruth or Naomi would have thought that they would be characters even today that we would know about. It is a story that is oftentimes shared at weddings and other events because it is about a story of connections, relationships, and what those relationships mean in one's journey. When we come to the gospel reading of the 10 lepers, 10 lepers were cleansed. Do we know about the other 9? We don't, except what little bit we are told. The story of the lepers up to the point of meeting Jesus was a story that no one would really want to tell. We would consider it a rather bad story as they were covered with leprosy. But we do know about that one. The one who returned to praise God. That he came back and he had an encounter with Jesus. And yet, what do we know about this leper? Apart from this small little piece in the gospel writings, where he returned to give glory to God. Think about your own story. What would you write? What would you like us to remember about you? Where would your life story begin? You see, for all of us, our life story as a Christian begins in the waters of baptism. Where there, God chose us as his child. We are to write our story based on that relationship we have to God. A relationship in which it takes us to the cross, death, and resurrection. When I reflect on my life story and I think about that whole thing of writing down some of the events of my life and sort of writing my own biography, I always come back to the words of John as he closes out his gospel. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that believing you may have life in his name. That's the basis of our story as Christians, that we have life in his name. And without that message, where is our life? Where is our certainty? Because without Christ, we are lost and condemned creatures. Our story would be much different. Think about it. If you're one who has come to Christ later in life and come to know him as your Lord and Savior, you could probably remember parts of your story that you would really not want to share. Or they help to form where you are right now. You see, knowing our story in Christ, knowing our relationship to what God has done for us, makes a big difference of how we look at our story. Because with Christ, He leads me through those failures in life. It is this God who has given me, first and foremost, life itself. It is God who called me as His child in the waters of baptism. It is God who sustains me through word and sacrament ministry, my life. From the moment I was born and 2 weeks after being born, baptized to the grave, happens and is guided by the work and the person of Jesus Christ. What is your story? We all have one to tell. And yet, throughout our life journey, the Holy Spirit is at work. He works through the gospel. In the Apostles' Creed, in the articles, we read that the Holy Spirit gathers, enlightens, and sustains us through life. That is a part of our journey. That is a part of who we are as a child of God. My life would look much different without Christ. Think about the leopard before he had that encounter with Christ. What was his life like? What we know is, out of those 10 leopards, one, when he was cleansed, knew that his life had been totally changed, and he returned to give glory to God. Through this simple healing, his life was different. He had much to be thankful for, because he had been restored by Christ. You know, I hear a common phrase around here, and it's a common phrase I often hear from people. I am blessed. It's easy to say that, but do you really think about what you're saying when you say that? I am blessed. Far beyond measure, we might say. And the blessings comes not because of us, but because of what God has done for us. God is the source of blessing in your life and my life. He is the one who created us. He is the one who sustains us through the Holy Spirit working in our lives. He is the one that motivates us to live our life and to take this life journey. When we hear and read the story of the 10 leopards in the Gospels, look at how that has eternally become a famous individual. Why? Because of an act given to him by his Lord and Savior. A story that is told over and over again. Why? Because of the greatness of our God. All of us need to take time to reflect and think about our story. And when you do that, where does God fit in your story? Think about that. Where does God fit in your journey and your story and your walk in life? Amen. Let us rise as we join together in the Nicene Creed.